at the Club by Sinha. I will never forget the first time that we met. I was upstairs at a club, looking over the balcony, enjoying the view of the people dancing. I was alone, still waiting for friends who had not yet arrived. The place was already crowded, though. The din of the pulsating music and cacophony of human voices ordering drinks, shouting to friends, hooting in time to the music was deafening. You, a stranger, came up behind me. You had been watching me, I know. I'd seen you out of the corner of my eye, but I'd ignored you since you were not really my type. There was something a little wild about you that I didn't trust. So, I just kept my face averted and hoped that you would move on. But you didn't, though. Instead, you licked your lips and stalked up behind me. You pinned me to the low rail with your body, peeled my skirt up around my thighs, and bunched it up like a belt around my waist. You tore my thong aside roughly, revealing the fleshy twin bubbles of my naked rump, and then you pulled down my black, shiny tube top, exposing my breasts to anyone who cared to look up and see them. No one heard my startled cries. No one saw me struggle desperately, but in vain, against your assault. No one saw the terror and dismay in my eyes as you lifted me up and then set me down again, impaling my still dry pussy on your thick leaking cock. No one saw you grease your own way into my body. No one heard you whisper your mantra into my ear with each thrust of that cock. You will be mine, bitch. No one saw the look of ecstasy on your face as your balls exploded in my cunt, or as you pulled out of my now trembling body. No one saw you twist my nipple as you surreptitiously adjusted your flies and walked away, leaving me to fix my own clothes. Despite my shock, I had pulled my tube top up and pulled my skirt down. My thong was hanging to one side and it showed below my skirt, but I needed to get out of there. I needed to get home, away from that horror. I needed to leave that violation behind me. I was blinded by tears, and I could feel your cum running down my legs, but I did not stop. And somehow I made my way to the exit. I did not even think of going to the police. I didn't want anybody to see me. So I stepped into the dark and turned instinctively for home. I didn't really get a good look at you, but you filled my consciousness like no one else did at the moment. I couldn't think of anything or anyone else. The mantra, "You will be mine, bitch," threatened to deafen me. I swayed like a drunken woman and grasping the wall threw up the dinner that I consumed only an hour before. I clinged to the wall and an animal howl escaped my lips. My wretchedness masked your second approach for the evening. You stood there staring at me again. You stroked the incessant bulge in your trousers, the poison that coursed through your veins made your appetite for sex insatiable. To ignore it brought you real physical pain, you said. So you passed that anguish along to your hapless victims. And I was unfortunate enough to be the wide-hipped, big-breasted, dark-skinned type that turned you on even before you were poisoned. Your balls had filled to bursting even faster than usual when you saw me walk into the club. You saw that I was alone and looking for a good time. You already knew that once with me was never going to be enough. But you didn't count on twice within the half hour. So you grabbed my hair and hit my head against the wall, stunning me. You dragged me away, further down the alley toward the piles of garbage that decorate the backs of commercial establishments all over the city. You threw me face down into the garbage and, struggling desperately with your belt and flies, released your distended 14-inch cock into the night air. Smell of your musk filled the cool air, but I did not realize this fully because I was nearly unconscious, with my face smothered by the piles of rotting food and paper. You pulled out a knife and dissected the material of my skirt where the crack of my ass suggested itself to you. You peeled my skirt away reverently and looked at my fat, naked buttocks. Your mouth watered. You smiled wickedly. You told me that you wanted me so much. You rubbed your ramrod between the cheeks of my ass and caressed my round flanks. You were gentle. You reveled for a moment in the pain that your turgid cock and tight balls experienced, because you knew that you would soon find relief in my body. It is always easier to manage your pain when you know that you will soon be able to relieve yourself. You could afford to be kind. You raised me up slightly, packing some of the garbage onto my body so that I was slightly on my knees, my naked buttocks presented to you. You reached beyond them, however, and played with my pussy lips. Your cum was still on them, causing them to appear wet and to feed into their fantasy that I was your willing partner. Your fingers spread my lips delicately, a sharp irony to the force with which you rammed your rod into my body and fucked me, forcing my face repeatedly into the garbage on the street. You took your time with me, and so I woke up in the middle of that assault. I felt unbelievably that you were back. It must have been you. I had never felt so huge a cock in my life. I felt as if I was being split apart. I couldn't believe that you had caught me twice. I panicked and tried to struggle up, but this caused me to rock my pelvis into your granite cock and give you the feeling of being loved in return. You roared your gratitude to the heavens and grabbed my hips and rode me into oblivion again. I awakened slowly. The late morning sunbeams blinded me temporarily. My entire body screamed for relief. My unbidden mewling signaled to you that I was awake. You came to me, bringing me a glass of cool water to moisten my lips and parched throat. I had screamed myself voiceless, but no one had come to my aid, and so, gratefully, you had lifted me into your arms and put me into your Ferrari and driven me away without attracting too much attention. "Cinnamon," you said gently. "Thank God you're okay. I've been waiting so long for you, baby. My name is Jay, and I've been praying for a long time for a woman like you. What we shared last night was amazing. I need a woman who can manage me, Sin, and you're the first one that I found," you said breathlessly. no one has ever taken me balls deep before into her cunt, and no one has ever deep-throated me before. You don't know what it has been like for me, Sin. Men want large cocks, but really, women don't. Well, most of them don't, but you are different, my baby. You should have seen the way that you rode me, Sin. We will be so happy together. We can have so much fun. I'm going to be so good to you. I don't have to be alone anymore. I have you, my love. I'll tell you all about it. It was radiation poisoning. It made me like this. I need sex all the time. I didn't think that I'd ever be happy again. But now I have you. I look at you. My eyes eloquent with the hatred that I feel for you. Your smile freezes on your face, and your joy evaporated as you looked at me uncertainly, realizing that you had made a terrible mistake. I did not come to you after all. I did not regard myself as your woman. Your face hardened with frustrated rage. No, you said. Fate cannot be so unkind. Fate cannot give you such a gift as a woman of your own and then snatch her away almost immediately. You said that you would not allow it. So, my destiny is decided. I would not be your beloved wife after all, free to come and go as I please. It is a pity, but you said that if you must, you would settle for a wide-hipped, big-breasted, dark-skinned fuck toy.